That is Ace of Base with The Sign. I am throwing back to the 90s this morning here on Wake Up Taos. But don't worry, we're going to dance all around in music. So our girls' cross-country team, which is a 4AA division, took state this year. And yesterday, even though it was so cold out and very, very windy, they all met up at the Kachina Lodge when they got out of school. And holding their banner, they ran from the Kachina Lodge to the plaza, where the mayor and several town council members honored them as their parents and friends and coaches watched. Hear from our athletes. The runners are being honored right now for winning state.
Congratulations! Abigail Gunther! Elizabeth Ray!
Good job, good job.
Kelly Tonry! Aaron Manchester Jones!
Again, just want to thank all our athletes. You know, it takes a community to raise our kids. And when our community comes together, it's a great opportunity. And these are our leaders of tomorrow. Thank you. Thank our athletes. I really thank you. Thank the parents. Thank you.
So these kids are young. What's your name?
Aaliyah Rael.
And can you tell me what you're holding in your hand?
I'm holding a certificate for going to state.
And so tell me about your running career. How old are you?
I'm 13.
And so what school do you go to?
I go to Taos Middle School.
Yay, Taos Middle School. So how long have you been running?
I've done track, but this is my first year of cross country, so.
Wow, and first year of cross country, and you guys take state in your division?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how exciting. So it's a really cold day and you're wearing shorts. How in the world are you handling this?
Oh, it's freezing, but just going strong through it.
How much do you like to run? Tell me about running.
I really enjoy it a lot. It's a lot of dedication and like working at it, but I like it a lot.
What happens when you're running these long distances? So you were running track before, which is, for my listeners who don't know, it's like around and around the same field, right? So cross country, you're running long distances through like sagebrush and dirt. And so tell me about that.
You know, it's a little bit harder. It's a different experience. You're not seeing the same thing going around. You're seeing a bunch of different things, so it's pretty interesting.
Well, congratulations on your giant win. And do you think you're going to keep running?
Yeah, I think I am. I don't think I could give up now. So, yeah.
Mr. Gomez, you have led victory after victory after victory, and everybody wondered today if this ceremony to honor the runners was going to happen because it was so cold and windy in Taos. But I thought they're runners. They don't care. They're cross-country runners. So
yeah, this is brisk weather. This is perfect cross-country weather.
So can you tell me about the winds?
It was very special. East Mountain really put a really hard effort on us, and so we were able to pull it off. And it's just a really great thing for the community.
And the
great
girls?
Kids. Great kids.
The girls are younger than I expected them to be. They're little.
A few of them are, yes. And we've got some boys, too. We've got a really great, really nice middle school program. We've got some kids coming up. And, you know, it's the whole thing is to just get that enthusiasm going with them.
How long have you been coaching running in Taos?
32nd year.
Do you have any advice to give to Taosanos as they're trying to stay warm right now and take care of themselves physically and maybe physical exercise?
Wait, Pablo, don't go yet. You're going to get interviewed.
Yeah.
You can't leave yet. You can't leave yet, Pablo. Okay.
What's your name?
Pablo.
Pablo what?
Archuleta.
How long have you been running?
6 years.
With Bruce?
Yeah.
So what was this season like for you?
It was fun. I broke 18 minutes like how I wanted to for this season.
Can you tell me what that means?
Like breaking 18 minutes was like, I was like in 18 minutes for a 5K and I wanted to like break that and be in the 17 minutes.
That's fast. I'm just going to point that out. That's pretty fast. I run some 5Ks in my day, so you broke 18.
Yeah. Well, like for one meet at Del Alfonso, it was 3 miles, I'm pretty sure, and I got a 17 flat. But for a full 5K, it was 17:50.
You've been running for years cross country. Can you tell us about cross country, what that means? What kind of terrain you're running on? You're not just running on a track around a football field.
Cross country is way more different from track because, like, we'll be running mostly a lot of hills. We'll go, like, to the Springs or Valdez and run hills there.
On dirt.
On dirt or at Valdez.
Oh, yeah, up the road?
Yeah. We'll run there.
Like, are you running after school for, like, miles and miles a day with, like, your crew?
We'll run, like, 6 to 7 miles a day. From Monday through Friday, we'll run like 6 to 7 miles a day.
And you go to Taos High?
Yeah.
And you're grade?
I'm a junior.
Okay. Good luck. Happy holidays. And congratulations on another successful running season.
Thank you.